Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Well, if you have been enjoying the New York Jets season, and if you're a Jet fan, how could you not be? This is one of the reasons why our next guest, he has burst upon the scene. He is the best defensive rookie in the NFL, and he is Sauce Gardner, everybody.
They love you, Sauce.
Definitely, man.
Sauce, when you started working out with the team after getting drafted and signed, did you think that you guys would be this good? At this point, you win on Sunday, you're in first place.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I definitely knew we had the talent. We just all had to trust the process, man, trust what Coach Sala had for us, and that's what we've been doing.
So how would you describe what you're feeling right now through this rookie season?
Man, it's a great feeling, man, being able to just play in New York, man, with great fans like this, man. It's just a blessing for sure.
Obviously, watching on TV, it didn't look like you've had a lot of, a big learning curve. Was there anything that surprised you about the pro game, speed, anything you had to adjust to?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Speed, anything. If you make a mistake on something, they're going to see it in a press box, and they're going to go after the next play. So, you know, that's the main thing.
How different is it playing in college and playing in the pros? I mean, now this is a big business, Sauce. So, I mean, do you feel more pressure playing in the pros?
Not really. There ain't no pressure.
Really? None? I guess when you're good, there's no pressure.
I wouldn't say that. It just comes with the preparation. You know, when you prepare throughout the week, you know, you can go into the game on Sunday feeling real confident, you know, playing fast.
Now, you guys actually played very well defensively against the Patriots a couple of weeks ago. Same game plan going into Sunday?
Yeah, pretty much, man. We just got to execute now on offense, defense, and special teams.
Do you allow yourself to dream about what you guys are capable of doing, or do you just keep it one game at a time?
One day at a time, you know, one week at a time.
I've been told that you are. I know you're a big video game head. You love some Twitch. You love some gaming. What games are you on right now? What gets most of your time?
I would say Warzone. You know, Call of Duty Warzone. Mm.
Now, how good are you? I mean, give us.
I can hang with all the pro COD players, so I consider myself to be.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, you're on the level.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I always watch at the end of games, there are players that talk to each other, exchange jerseys. What's been the biggest deal for you after a game, a player that you met that you exchanged a jersey?
I can't even explain it. Like, I'm not one of them guys that, you know, want to have somebody jersey after we done went up against each other.
Right. I like that.
So. Oh, wow. You just won over Don LaGreca. Yeah. I mean, we love that.
100%. So, I think I only got, like, one jersey swap. It's with one of my guys, his name James Hudson. He played offensive lineman for Cleveland. And that's because we played college together.
Oh, that's your friend.
Yeah, that's my guy. You know, so I'm not one of them guys that, you know, even if I shut somebody down, I'm not trying to be asked for their jersey. But, you know, everybody ain't built like that.
Now, let's say you intercept Tom Brady twice and he's down to trade jerseys. Are you doing it with Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. So far this year, what's been the most challenging quarterback you've faced?
I'll probably say Aaron Rodgers. Even though he probably didn't have one of his best games against us, he was very smart. You know, he knew how to make those tough throws and those tough windows. So I'll probably say him.
So when you get ready for a team, is it focusing on the quarterback or more focusing on the receiver that you're going to be guarding?
Me, I like to study everything. You know, the quarterbacks, the receivers. The offensive coordinators, I like to study all of that. But, you know, definitely when we was playing against the Packers, I had to try to study Aaron Rodgers like he was going to be the one lining up across from me.
I'm looking out in the crowd, and there's four kids with your jersey on. What does that mean to you? How cool is that?
Man, honestly, man, it mean the world to me. You know, how I was growing up in Detroit, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, see NFL players like that. So the fact that I'm able to, you know, be some type of icon for the youth, you know, that's why I wanted to be here for sure.
Now, I got to tell you.
They're all standing for you there.
I got to tell you. This is the Sauce Gardner sauce from B-Dubs from Buffalo Wild Wings.
We had it the other day.
We tasted the wings the other day. They're valid. You have valid wings, sir.
Appreciate what that, are your, man.
How cool was it, though? I don't know if you want to give props to an agent. Whoever pulled this together so quickly for you, though, it seemed like the draft happened. Everyone's talking about Sauce Gardner. Boom, you've got to deal with Buffalo Wild Wings. That must have been pretty cool.
It definitely was cool, man. It's something that I always wanted. You know, I just want to give a shout-out to my marketing team, you know, for making that happen for sure, man. I feel like it was meant to happen.
So at a young age, because you told us when we first talked to you after the draft, you've had the name Sauce from forever from your coach or whatever. So it's been since you were a kid. So at some point you were just like, I need to endorse a Sauce. This makes sense.
It wasn't as soon as I got the name Sauce. I wasn't thinking about, like, wanting to have my own Sauce till I was probably, like my sophomore year in college or something like
okay.
that. You know, because then I knew it was, like, really real and there was a huge possibility of it happening.
So is that something you say when you hire your marketing team? Is that something you say early in your meetings? Like, yo, I want a deal. I want to be doing stuff like this.
No, not really. You know, they just very creative. So they came at me with it. Like, if you got any sauces that you like, you know, any places you like to have sauce, you know, just let us know and we're going to make it happen for you. So
you said you like Buffalo Wild Wings and that's
definitely.
It.
So I'm curious. If you're playing a video game, right, and you get hungry and you call up Uber Eats, do you ask for Buffalo Wild Wings Sauce Gardner wings?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Got to.
That's pretty cool. Now, in a couple of weeks, Darrell Revis is going to be honored by the Jets, and I'm sure you've heard that name. You probably knew who he was before you were drafted. What's it like to be compared? Your name is now being thrown out there as maybe the next Darrell Revis. How does that impact you?
I mean, you know, it's a blessing to be able to be compared to a guy like that, but you know, me personally, I think that we have different, like, play styles, and, you know, he agrees as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, we both, you know, doing the same thing, you know, being able to just shut other opposing receivers down, you know, that's the main thing.
Now, Darrell Revis spoke about you today, so let's listen.
I think the sky's the limit for him. He came in as his, what, fourth pick overall? The sky's the limit for him. I love his game. I'm a lover of the game itself. So, you know, it's a different style of play, but at the same time, he's effective in what he can do. And him and DJ Reed is doing a great job of being the dynamic duo. So in this league, you actually need that. You need great cover corners. And I think he can, you know, he can take on that legacy as being a New York Jet great, so.
That's got to be nice. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Cool, man.
Now, I got to ask you this. We were talking earlier to Oswaldo Cabrera, who's on the Yankees, about the Red Sox, because he was a rookie and what it's like to do that. You're a rookie, and you're now playing your second game against the Patriots. Even though you haven't been here very long, like, do you feel the importance and the meaning particularly of kind of exercising the demons and beating the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, man. Like I was saying earlier, you know, the main thing we had to do was trust the process. So once you trust the process and buy into it, you know, even if you wouldn't hear all the games that's personal, they're gonna feel personal. Even if it's really not supposed to be personal for you, you know, I know my teammates, you know, who's been a part of this organization, you know, they felt it. So, you know, I feel it as well.
You know, we're listening to Darrell Revis, and there was Revis Island, and he never really had the other guy on the other side that could measure up. And teams would go that way and complete passes. How important has DJ been to your success?
He's played a huge role, you know, man. Me being able to just watch the little things he do, watch how he study film, watch how he take care of his body, and watch how he practice. You know, I've been able to just be a sponge and just taking the information that he's giving me. You know, I feel like it's played a huge role on how I play on Sundays.
You know, we had Robert Saleh on. He's a weekly for us, and early in the season he made a lot of news with the keeping the receipts thing. I mean, how did that play inside the room? How did it feel that your coach had confidence in you as a team?
Man, he had tremendous confidence. And, you know, that's the type of organization that I like to be a part of, you know. And he just keep us going. You know, he mentioned the thing about receipts.
Okay. Fans love it too.
Yeah, definitely. He mentioned the thing about the receipts. You know, we definitely noted it, and we definitely knew how we was going to go about it. But at the end of the day, you know, we just got to keep the man goal.
Is it true that the veterans on the team would not call you Sauce until you had an interception?
Yeah, that's 100% true.
So it was Elijah.
Huh?
They just called you by your name.
Yeah, but that's how I was when I was in college as well, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I feel like it's just something that I had to do again.
Yeah, absolutely. What did that first we played it when you sat down. What did that first interception feel like?
It felt great, man. You know, me being able to just catch the ball and hold on to it, you know, first interception in the NFL, it was a true blessing, you know. And when I got back to the sideline, I was just like, man, y'all know what my name is now.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Very cool.
I know you train and you practice in New Jersey, but, you know, coming here to New York, what's it like to be in a big city like this?
Oh, man, it's great, man. Like I said, being able to have fans that support me, you know, that's with me through whatever, you know, it's great, man. I don't really, like, come to the city like that, so there's some things that I haven't seen before. I just went to Times Square for, like, the first time, like, Ooh. Last week. So, you know, that
well,
was cool.
Twice in a week.
Yeah, definitely.
How'd you like the traffic driving here today?
I don't like that, though.
No.
I don't like
that.
All right, so I always look – your position that you play, to me, it's so dangerous. If you make one mistake, everybody sees it. Do you think about that, or can you think about that?
No, you can't think about it. You know, at the end of the day, things are going to happen. You know, good things, bad things. But you got to be able to move on for the next to the next play, you know. And that's why I say it's the hardest position, you know, in NFL, you know. Like you said, you make one mistake, it's over with. The light's going to be all up on you. But say if a D-line, I'm not discrediting the D-line, but if they make a mistake, you know, people probably not going to notice because at the end of the day, the ball's still going to have to get to the secondary. So that's all they really
got. Yeah, no, you guys get exposed and you start backpedaling. Like the receiver starts with the advantage every single play. I think it may be the hardest position in sports, honestly.
100%.
You say you thirst for information, you study film, quarterbacks, wide receiver. Do you scout the officials? Do you know what officials call what yet?
Not really. You know, I know it's like one group that let us play, you know, because at the end of the day, when the ball in there, receiver's going to be pushing off. And, you know, as a cornerback, the way you talk, you know, if they pushing off, when they push, you pull. You know, but all refs not going to see it. Some refs just going to see the DB. You know, you got some group of refs who let you play.
If you have a play where, like, let's say it's third and long, and they go at you, right, and someone gets behind you, you know the person's a little bit behind you, it's late in the game, you know you can't give up points, are you able to consciously think, I'm going to interfere here and make sure this doesn't happen? Like, do you have enough time to think about it in that way?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The main thing is you just can't panic when the ball in there. Just don't panic.
Are you a trash talker at all?
Yeah, I talk a little trash. All
right, so let's say you guys play the Vikings, Justin Jefferson's in front of you. What are you saying to him?
I don't know. You know, that's what I got to think about, you know, the week of the game, what I'm going to say.
Now, do you study the guy? Like, his girlfriend's not good looking. you know, I don't like his mom. I mean, do you know what you're going to say about the guy? Do you study that stuff?
Not really, like. You know, the girlfriend thing, that's what I was doing. That's what we was doing in college.
You know? Now it's a wife.
You've grown out of that.
That was a college thing. Now right. Everybody grown now, man. I don't want to make it too personal.
Right. There is a line. You don't want to cross the line.
I respect it.
All right, so how big is this game, Sunday? I know everybody here that's a Jet fan is excited about it. And the stakes are so high, Sauce, because you win, you're in first place. You lose, you're in last place. So how big is this game?
Man, this huge game, man. We just got to... You know, stay focused. We had a great week of preparation, man, and we looking forward to Sunday for sure.
Now, when do you head down? Or up?
Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah. Dude, it's really cool that you came by. We appreciate you, man. It's not often we get to sit down with maybe the hottest player in the sport. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's right.
I know you're staying very level-headed. I can tell you're not reading your press clippings. But, yeah, obviously, there's been a lot of conversation about Sauce Gardner. We appreciate you making time.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
And good luck with this, man.
There it is.
It is very good.
Good luck on Sunday, too.
Good luck.
Make some noise for Sauce Gardner, New York.
Sauce Gardner. They love him. They love him. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll wrap up the on-air portion of the show. And then what happens at 7?
A bacchanal.
A bacchanal.
That's right.
A blue bacchanal.
So who do we have come? We have Chris Russo.
Yep.
We have Chris Carlin.
That's right.
Chris Carlin scared me a little bit.
Why?
Oh, no.
He outsourced, he asked people on Twitter yesterday for material.
Oh, no,
so
that's
he,
not good.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
And we have Dave and Rick.
Dave and Rick, yeah. Yeah.
Let's go!
We have these beautiful T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
We suck.
That's right. A lot to do, Michael.
Are we going to get any of those T-shirts?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Never had one.
Not, but we got some sauce.
We got sauce sauce from sauce.
Beautiful.
Takes it.
I love it. That's Let's autograph. Do a slap off.
That doesn't sound right.
All right, we'll break in just a moment. Though. We'll talk about the 20th anniversary that we're having. It's unbelievable. 20 years.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Just turn down my mic, Joey, you animal. What are you doing?
No, headphones.
It is really
it's
loud.
It's Enco, bro.
You just did the same thing. You just did the same thing that I did recently and got yelled at for.
No.
It was up so loud that I accidentally turned it down.
And I'm an audio engineer. That shouldn't happen
to me. I know,
it
shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't. Anyway, that's Joey Salvia. He was with us at the start. He's the one who wrote the theme song at the beginning of the show. Joey, we talked about this when we were on with you a couple weeks ago. When this started, no one saw 20 years.
No, I certainly didn't see 20 years. I didn't think you had it in you, Michael.
I didn't. I don't know what happened.
But you brought Tim up before, and you were right. I mean, he's like Nostradamus of radio.
Yeah.
He knew. He saw it in you. And I think you did a great job. Did you have a good time today?
Wait, no, don't say it past tense. The Bacchanal starts at 7.
The Bacchanal starts at 7.
No, really?
Is
that over?
We have to say goodbye to the radio in a few minutes, but then the Bacchanal begins.
The Bacchanal.
That's right. It's going to be unbelievable.
7
to 9. Let's call it Bacchanal and Blue.
Now, since you actually worked with us, you're now a dad?
Yeah, how about that?
Now, how's that?
13 years, I'm a dad.
It's Roman?
Yes. He wants nothing to do with me anymore now because he's 13 years old.
Really?
But that 10-year window that I had with him from 3 to 13, beautiful times.
And, he'll come back to you.
Eventually, maybe when he's 30.
You think so?
I think so.
Does he like Roman Reigns? Does he watch wrestling?
He does. He was very proud to know that there was a wrestler named Roman.
Okay, I would think so. There aren't a lot of Romans around. Like lots of Romans, but not Romans.
No, you're right.
But great times in the morning with Joey where he would tell me his problems. I'd tell you my problems. He was the one that told me, you got to play the game, brother.
But most of the time, my overnight just went into the morning.
Well, because he had an eyes wide shut period, Peter.
Oh, I know, I've heard.
Where he would come in with and just have stories of just amazing things
video.
That happened.
And video, too.
But something tells me and Peter would get along.
And in between my naps,
I would have enjoyed the stories.
I would be out cold at times during the course of my shift. Because I'd do the localization, and then we'd sometimes 20 minutes of nothing to do, and I'd sleep because I had to get up at 3:45 in the morning. But he would give me some
Suffice it to say, both Joey and I went through breakups on the show
in different ways.
Suffice it to say, they were handled differently.
Wait,
oh yeah, Peter melted. No. Peter melted down on the air, Joey. Yeah. You thrived.
You thrived. I should have been you.
Joey just went through a vivid video catalog.
In real life.
Yeah.
Right, picked out what he wanted.
Yeah,
right. All right, so now 20 years down, let's see if we can do this. We worked with a lot of people before Peter.
Oh, yeah.
So the first one would be who?
The very first person we worked with was Jason Moss.
No. On the air. On the air.
In the Peter
talking about the board.
What are you doing?
No, I'm talking about on the air. So we had Bonnie. We had
We don't talk about Bonnie.
We had Michelle.
We don't talk
Michelle
about Bernstein.
We had Brian Rucco.
Brian Rucco. Dave Rothenberg for a little bit.
Erica
Hershkowitz.
Erica Hershkowitz. That's right.
That's a good poll. Yeah.
Great poll.
Thought about it.
Who
are you taking?
Lisa Lopez.
Yeah, Lisa Lopez too.
We had Lisa for a little while.
Yeah, we tried everybody till you, Peter.
I know. And now I've been stuck.
John Hine.
We fought you. John Hine was a little bit. And the great kid with the great hair was on TV.
Lupica. You remember Lupica?
No, but Lupica wasn't on the show.
No, but he was pre-show.
What, Andrew Brill?
Yeah, Andrew Brill.
I mean, so many people behind the scenes, dude. You know, Dan Grasso started answering phones on our show. Tom Krasnicki, who right now is killing it on radio in Tampa.
Rucco, we said, yep.
By the way, the great Andrew Gunling will be here later.
Yeah.
We're looking forward
to RJ Santillo.
We're all grown up now.
He's going to be in the house.
And what's better, though, to have to see
Shouts
the ascension
to Gigi.
Of Ryan Hurley from intern
to pinhead suit
to now my boss.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Think about that.
Ryan, come out here and
come
say
on,
hello
Ryan.
To everybody.
Oh, wow.
And John Winthrop, too. They did
John
an amazing
Winthrop,
job.
They did an amazing job.
Yeah, we only have 30 seconds left. Get them in the last 30. There they are.
Anyway, as they come in, the only way that you could last on the air in any city is if people listen to you. And that's what you people have done. You've allowed us to come into your home and your car for these last 20 years. And we cannot thank you enough.
Yes.
We love you like family. We can't believe that you came out on this Friday night. We're going to have a great time once they turn off the transmitter.
Right.
But thank you. Who knows if there's going to be a 30th, a 40th, but let's aim
for it.
All
because of this man. No. Otherwise, it'd be the show.
No, 20 years with this guy. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.